voice. A woman in a police uniform took her hand and squeezed. Instead of a smile that Jen expected, she was greeted with a frown. The police officer continued, "You're lucky. You need to learn to defend yourself." She saw the pain and fear in the officer's eyes, from whatever the lady's past held. Only you can take care of you. Chapter 1. Jen glanced over her shoulder, making sure no one followed her. She hadn't been back in town all that long, and her paranoia was at an all-time high. Passing by Cookie's 24-hour diner, where Kaya worked, she peered inside looking for her friend. Jen didn't expect to see her, since she usually worked in the morning or afternoon shift. Taking a deep breath, she let it out slowly, telling herself she was fine. She'd kick the ass of any man who got close enough. She'd walked out of the gym 5 minutes earlier and had 10 more until she reached her apartment. Against her parents' advice, she'd moved back to her childhood hometown. Her family had moved away when she'd been in high school. After leaving behind her friends, Kaya and Avery, her psychological balance had declined to the point where she was afraid to be alone, nearly afraid of her own shadow. Around the corner, half a block away, an older man, 50-ish, walked into her path. Stepping off the sidewalk, she jaywalked to the other side of the street. At the intersection, she heard a short female scream. In a parking lot, she saw a young lady trying to get away from a large male. In her training clothes, Jen took off towards the couple. Moments of her own abduction 10 years before flashed in her head. She hadn't been ready then, but she was now. The man covered the female's mouth with a hand and dragged her toward a brown van. The old white van smashed into a blaze came to her mind. She wouldn't let another person be taken. Coming up on the guy from behind, she punched his back right in the kidney. He staggered a step, dropping his victim.
"Run!"
Jen screamed, sizing up the man turning to her. Holy hell, he was big. Muscles bulged from both biceps.
"What the fuck?"
he said, giving her a pissed-off look. She would have laughed if she hadn't been tripping out on adrenaline and terror. She swung an uppercut, grazing his jaw as he dodged her. Without thinking, her leg shot forward, making harsh contact with his midsection. The man bent in half. Jen sprang into the air, her other leg coming around to slap the top of her sneaker against the side of the man's face. He launched sideways to the ground. She hit the asphalt on hands and knees, barely feeling the tiny gravel under her. The man rolled into a vehicle's tire. The woman screamed again, racing toward her. Jen leapt to her feet, wondering why the lady was still there. She should have been halfway to the police station by now. The woman shouted,
"Stop! Don't hurt him!"
Jen froze, not understanding the words her ears heard. Stop? The lady had reached her, and Jen grabbed her arms, trying to drag them both away to safety. But the female fought her, still screaming for her to stop.
"It's not real," the stranger finally said. "Leave him alone."
Jen dropped her hold.
"What?"
she managed. The man climbed to his feet, his hand cupping his face.
"It's sex play,"
he mumbled. Jen's body shuddered, completely astounded. Her face must have had a confused expression because the woman continued to explain.
"Foreplay," she hollered. "This gets him."
Jen threw her hands up, stepping back.
"I don't want to know."
After a few more steps, sorry came from her. Then she turned and hurried toward her apartment. Slamming her front door closed behind her, she leaned against it. Her breaths tore in and out of her. Her mind bounced between 10 years ago and 10 minutes ago. Her hands began to shake, and she squeezed them together. In the kitchen, she slapped cold water on her burning face. What the fuck? Sex games? She'd never had a boyfriend. Or a boyfriend. Couldn't trust them. So it was no wonder she had zero idea that kind of shit existed. Sex wasn't new to her. But anything beyond missionary or doggy style was out of her realm of experience. Ripping a paper towel from the thin roll, she patted her face and plopped on a stool. In her pocket, her cell phone rang. Jen unzipped the jacket, took out her mobile, and pressed the answer icon.